KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have mostly sunny skies, and it's currently 73 degrees. We look for it to be partly to mostly sunny today at a high around 90. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. Well, if your trees are still standing after this week's derecho, Iowans are asked to check those trees and be on the lookout for the Asian long-haired beetle, as August is when it emerges from its inside the trees where it burrows. Samantha Simon, an invasive species coordinator with the USDA, says the destructive bug is not native to the U.S. and has few to no natural predators.
It likes to attack our 12 types of hardwood trees, including maples, elms, birches, and willows. So once a tree has the beetle, the infested tree doesn't recover and they die. So we're looking for the public's help to identify this beetle and to help us eradicate it.
Watching for the beetle and the damage it causes is one way for homeowners to protect their own trees. She notes it's a distinctive creature.
It measures about 1 to 1.5 inches in length. Its body is black with white spots, and its antennae are banded in black and white. It sounds kind of gross, but it's actually really cute.
People can unknowingly spread the Asian longhorn beetles by moving firewood, since they can hide inside the wood. And Simon is asking Iowans familiarize themselves with the pest and spend 5 minutes checking their trees for signs of them.
We ask that people take a photo, or they could capture it if they think they have it. If it's alive, they can put it in a container and put it in the freezer for us. But it's really important that they report it to USDA, and they can do that online at asianlonghornbeetle.com.
You can also call the agency's hotline at 866-702-9938. The beetle was first spotted in the U.S. near New York, or in New York, in 1996, and spread far quite quickly. It's one of a group of invasive pests and plant diseases that cost the nation some $40 billion each year in losses to trees, plants, and crops. The Atlantic Parks and Recreation Department is looking for help to create an animal mascot to be the face of the parks in the city. You can draw a picture of your favorite animal and give it a clever name. Submit your picture by the Atlantic Parks and Recreation Facebook page, or drop off your picture at City Hall at 23 East 4th Street no later than September 15th. All of the submissions will be compiled, and then the community can vote on their favorite. The winning submission will be used to promote rules, activities, and so on for the Parks and Rec Department. All ages and all artistic levels are welcomed and encouraged to participate, as the community will vote on the winner and not by how well the picture is drawn. All submissions will be property of the Atlantic Parks and Recreation Department. Officials at the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce Thursday announced the winner of the 2020 Silver Cord Scholarship. The Silver Cord program is a graduation incentive program to promote volunteerism in the Atlantic area. Atlantic High School seniors who volunteered a minimum of 200 hours throughout their high school career graduated this year with a Silver Cord and were eligible for a $500 scholarship approved by the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce. The program encourages volunteer opportunities with all civic organizations and benefits the entire community. This year's Silver Cord Scholarship recipient was Cole Sampson. Cole volunteered at the Red Cross Community Blood Drives, Ragbri, Atlantic Fest, Coca-Cola Days, Christmas in Atlantic, Ice Skating Rink, and the numerous other community activities. Cole said a big lesson he learned from the experiences was the importance of coordination and communication. He says he saw the many details and all the preparation that goes into events like the ones I mentioned, and how it can go smoothly if things are well planned and executed. He says, "I come from a family who believes in volunteering. His grandmother, Eleanor Hoover, was always ready to help in the community in any way she was able, whether it was with sporting competitions, YMCA events, or anyone else who needed a hand." And Cole plans on attending ISU this fall to study industrial design. Bailey Smith, executive director of the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce, said the Silver Cord program was started as a way to educate students about the importance of community service. It gives students the opportunity to see firsthand how investing their time can enhance and grow their community. If you're interested in learning more about that program, go to www.atlanticiowa.com. You can also go to that same website to volunteer or call the chamber at 243-3017. Cass County residents and visitors alike celebrated Christmas in July at Lake Anita State Park and by joining the Cass County Christmas Cookie Recipe Exchange that was facilitated by the Chamber of Commerce. Wellness Coordinator Brigham Hoig said at The Lake Anita State Park campers participated in a campsite Christmas decorating contest last month, and children got the chance to talk to Santa. Even though it was a typical hot July weather, Santa still wore his red suit. Many people spending additional time at home helped to slow the spread of COVID-19 have been baking. So the Chamber facilitated the Cass County Christmas Cookie Recipe Exchange. You can find two of those shared recipes in this same story on the news page at KJAN.com. Cass County Conservation Board is sponsoring the Breakfast with the Birds program. That'll be held tomorrow at Sunnyside Park here in Atlantic, Camblin Edition Shelter, beginning at 9 a.m. And this year, due to COVID-19, there will not be a breakfast available for you, so feel free to bring your own breakfast. Officials encourage social distancing with marked spaces for each family during the program. Kay Newman, a rehabilitator and educator at Saving Our Avian Resources, or SOAR, will show and discuss several of her permanently injured birds and will hopefully have one that's fully recovered and ready to release back into the wild. You can also help the Cass County Conservation Board support raptors in education with your donation, and they hope you'll join them for the program. The Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce, in partnership with Myron Gross Real Estate and the Atlantic Community Promotion Commission, will host a drive-in movie experience this Saturday, August 15th. Chamber Executive Director Bailey Smith said the event is being held tomorrow because they were not able to hold it June 20th, as originally intended. The drive-in movie will be at the Cass County Fairgrounds in the grandstand area, beginning at 8:30 p.m. with a showing of the movie Grease. Cars may begin parking there at 7 p.m. The screen is 60 feet long with a high-definition projector. The transmitter will be provided to hear the movie from inside your vehicle. Attendees will tune their radio station, or their radio, that is, to a certain station frequency, and the transmitter will play the audio through their car speakers. Entry is $15 per car. Limited parking is available. Tickets must be purchased before the event at www.atlanticiowa.com. Tickets that were purchased for the original date in June will be honored for this showing. Individuals will not be allowed to leave their vehicles during the movie unless it's to use the restroom, but they may sit in the back of their vehicle or meds of trucks with individuals from the same household. Outside seating will not be allowed and concessions will not be available. A porta potty and hand washing station will be on the fairgrounds for that event, and if you want concessions, you are encouraged to stop at the Atlas Atlantic Cinema's curbside pop-up popcorn the night before you come to the movie, 6 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. You can visit their Facebook page for more information. And for more information, you can also check out the same story on the news page at KJAN.com. Vice President Mike Pence made three campaign stops in Iowa Thursday, starting with an early afternoon rally on the Iowa State Fairgrounds.
Thank you for coming and being a part of a national movement, Farmers and Ranchers for Trump.
Pence's 40-minute speech began with a promise to extend federal help to Iowans dealing with the aftermath of Monday's derecho. He mentioned the Trump administration's decision to approve E-15 for year-round use and touted the new U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade agreement.
And the man who wrote The Art of the Deal got a great deal for the American people, and the USMCA is now the law of the land.
Pence spent a portion of the speech contrasting the Trump-Pence ticket with Democrat Joe Biden and his newly announced running mate, Kamala Harris. Pence suggested that Harris would seek to change federal dietary guidelines in hope of reducing red meat consumption.
Well, I've got some red meat for you. We're not going to let Joe Biden and Kamala Harris cut America's meat.
And the loudest crowd response at the Farmers and Ranchers for Trump event, although it was about the Trump's promise to appoint conservatives to the U.S. Supreme Court.
We need more conservatives on the Supreme Court of the United States. So we need four more years of President Donald Trump in the White House.
Pence also spoke last night to a private fundraiser for the Republican Party of Iowa. The vice president's other stop was in Urbandale and at a late afternoon event organized by Heritage Action focused on supporting law enforcement. Pence cited crime stats for major U.S. cities, citing suggesting Americans wouldn't be safe if President Trump loses in November. He also denounced the defund the police movement.
President Trump and I know what the people of Iowa know. Men and women who serve in law enforcement are the best people in this country, and we will always back the blue.
Iowa Democrats like former Iowa Governor Tom Vilsack criticized Pence for spending his time campaigning rather than touring areas damaged by Monday's phenomenal storm that damaged 10 million acres of cropland and left hundreds of thousands of Iowans still without power. The news was brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments, at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.